one of the ugliest things you could ever see in the world. And you ever wonder why there's so many issues with Microsoft computers being exploited? Why there's so many vulnerabilities with Microsoft computers? These things have so much code in them. And I'll prove the point here. Think of it this way. Take the latest version of Microsoft Office. An achievement of unequal proportion in humankind, blah, blah, blah. How long is it going to take you to install Microsoft Office with all the bells and whistles, everything, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's going to take a while. Take 30 minutes, 40 minutes. It could take a long time. Download it from the web, maybe take 10, 15 minutes or so, because it's reaching back and using some web resources, not necessarily all on your computer anymore. But if you go and look in the task manager, you can see that that thing's big and it's using a lot of memory. Contrast that to openoffice.org. What's that? Oh, well, that just happens to be a free open source Office product. Not Microsoft Office, but it is an Office product. It's got stuff for Word documents. You can do PowerPoint type stuff. You can do databasing. You can do all this stuff.